Thai restaurant, which is in Ottawa. Don't we all love Thai restaurants? Thai food, I mean. I'm with the band Ghost is Dancing. I guess I introduced each one of you guys.
Odie.
And what do you play?
The keyboards.
Eric, bass.
Jamie, guitar.
Leslie, keyboards.
Kevin, drums.
Alt, visiting guitar.
Cool. Yeah, it's nice to see you guys play Ottawa for the second time this year.
Yeah.
Glad to see it. Okay. I was going to say, how's the tournament so far?
Devastating.
Take it, Odie.
Devastating. We had a lot of things go wrong. Starting the first day when our van broke down in
Kalamazoo. And where's that in? I don't know where
it's in Michigan. It's outside of Detroit.
2 hours outside of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like between Chicago and Detroit. We also had our window broken in Winnipeg.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nothing got stolen, though. What else happened?
No, you do.
Why else was it devastating?
Oh, the tour?
Yeah.
Our van got broken into in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
We got stuck in the border for like 3.5 hours.
We got stuck at the border because the border guard didn't know how to process the paperwork for having someone else join the van. And then there was like a trainee that came up and was like, "Ooh, I came over here because it looked like something interesting was happening." And he's like, "No, I can't find the proper form for it. I've never had this before." And so we just sat there. I mean, it turned into fun at the bathroom because we just started cheering or booing people for going to the bathroom. That was fun.
Anything positive on the tour?
Positive?
Yeah.
Rubik.
Oh, yeah, Rubik.
Yeah. Rubik.
Yeah, playing with Rubik.
The other thing that was moderately soul-crushing was traffic.
Oh, traffic in New York.
We were like about an hour and a half late for our own show in Brooklyn. And that night, we played to only the other band. We ended up being stuck in traffic trying to find a hotel room later that night. Oh. It was just terrible. Manhattan redeemed itself.
Yeah.
And the highlight for me was we were stuck on the Pulaski Skybridge, Skyway, I guess.
Pulaski Skyway.
And, you know,
what did we do?
So we danced on the bridge to LCD Sound System.
Wow.
Yeah, traffic didn't move for like 25 minutes, so we just got out of the van and like danced.
Well, we didn't. Me and Leslie did. Everyone else watched us and taped it, but then the tape got deleted by accident.
Oh, that's sad.
I gotta put those pictures up still.
Since the album's been out this year, like anything positive coming from the like the feedback, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. People get it, which is pretty cool. A lot of the feedback has been that people find it kind of inspiring in
it's
a way.
Happy and
yeah.
Poppy.
Some people think it's darker, actually. Yeah.
Maybe it's I don't listen to the lyrics. I just listen to the music. It's all like, oh, cool and all.
Oh yeah, we trick you like that.
Yeah, because I heard a bit of the first album. It's like I went to the local radio station, university radio station. I kind of copied the first album, which I forgot the name of it. Yeah, it sounds different from the first album to the new one.
Yeah.
It's a different band, really.
Yeah, it was a different band, pretty much.
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna say my favorite track from Battle On is Dream. Oh shoot, Battle On, Disbunder, first track, which I don't have in my head right
Dream
now.
Dream of a Failed Life.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, cool.
And Louis Riel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite tracks. What's your favorite tracks on the album?
Don't ask Odie.
He's
gonna say none of them.
Oh. My favorite tracks stick together.
Okay. Really?
It turned out fantastic.
I'm just flashing pictures.
Oh, the epic track.
Yeah.
I call it the epic track.
Mine's this thunder.
Yeah, mine's this thunder. I think. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I want to ask you about your shirts. Like, are you going to like, take out? Well, mostly for the guys, except for Leslie. Take off your shirts and pants off. Take your shirts and pants off for your shows?
Yeah, we do.
You didn't do it for the Ottawa show last time.
It's really cold in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Totally Mostly it's a seasonal thing. Like, if it's really, really hot, it happens. So, like, it happened a couple times on this tour, but then other times we're so cold on stage.
We don't do it to be showy. We just do it because it's hot.
Yeah, it's not really.
I've also taken my clothes off at shows. It's not
The hottest show ever, she stripped down to everything, too.
Which one was the hottest?
London.
I mean, that's on the YouTube I saw. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was the hottest show we've ever played. London and that Charlottetown PEI show.
It was awkward.
She was in a record store because it was for an all ages show. So we stripped down to our underwear to play for like 14 year old kids. Which was kind of awkward, but necessary.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
I mean, I like the one from North by Northeast at the Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
That was really fun. Yeah, we had a great time there.
But yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Taking off your clothes is mostly functional. I mean, I don't know how bands perform with clothes on. It's so hot under those lights.
Some bands you see put more clothes on for their shows. Like, Rubik, the guy puts a winter hat on that's like...
And he's always like dripping sweat from his face. The funny story with that is that he used to wear a jacket all the time when they played. Which I can't even fathom that. But he would wear a jacket. And it acquired so much sweat over the years that it stunk really bad. And they just told us last night that the only way that they convinced Arturi from Rubik to not wear that jacket anymore was that in Boston they took it and they peed on it.
Oh. Like the entire band.
Oh my god. Yikes. I like the video for Move Out Friends. Like, who directed that one?
My brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that the one take? Was that the first take? Or that
26th take.
Oh no.
And we're running the whole time. Yeah. And I had to fall halfway through each time, and I destroyed my work pants doing it.
I see. Well, I think you're laughing. Or one, who was laughing? I saw one of you guys were laughing.
Oh, that's
right. Like,
it's Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, we're all supposed to put our arms up.
Yeah.
So at one point, our other guitarist basically did it, and then noticed no one else did it, so he put his hand down. And then the next second later, everyone else put their arms up. So if you watch the video, you can see.
What can I expect from the video for this Funder?
Wow.
You want to go by list?
No.
Brilliance from Norm Wong and Aaron Kopp.
Yep.
From middle school. It was really great, actually. This guy, Aaron Kopp, him and Norm have a kind of like a video group called Middle School. He approached us with an idea for a music video, and he showed us this mock-up, and it was a video that he had edited with, he'd cut together all these different scenes from his favorite new wave films, and it was like all these great scenes from Jules and Jim, like them running across the bridge, and like Band of Outsiders when they're like running through the Louvre and stuff like that. And he said his idea was for us to reshoot those scenes exactly, but with us in those scenes instead. And I thought, it looked brilliant, and I was like, yeah, that would be great, except how could we ever do that? And then as time went on, he got a lot of good people on board, and we shot it, and it was the best time of our life shooting it, and we ran through the ROM in Toronto, and like...
They found every single location was perfect.
Every location was perfect.
Wow. Yeah, we shot it on 16mm film, so it looks like an old movie. Like everything is spot on, perfect.
And the wardrobe was amazing.
The wardrobe team, the lighting team.
It was the time of our lives.
And how many days it took? Just one.
One.
Oh, one
and a half.
We're really, really proud of it. And yeah, we're excited to put it out. Hopefully this week we're gonna release it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I wanna see it. I love that song. Since you are a Toronto fan, I would say, favorite venues, music venues in Toronto.
Well, let me tell you something about that.
Oh, I wanna hear it.
Bring it on. Let's start the trash talking.
I can't do it.
The horseshoe with an asterisk.
And leaves with an asterisk.
Yeah.
The horseshoe's a great venue.
Yeah, I like that.
Most of my most memorable shows are there.
It was actually really awesome to headline it.
Yeah, so we just played it, we headlined it, and it was really, really fun.
Like, we played it several times before, but this is the first time we've actually headlined it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
We have a soft spot for CKDs, too.
Yeah.
A lot of important shows for us have been.
No, it's Leaf Palace, when I went there. It's big, but it's dirty.
Oh, I love dirty places, but...
Yeah. We like the dirt.
Rock and roll is all about the filth.
Yeah.
Well, the Drake Hotel is like, that was like the nicest one I've been to.
That's the cleanest one, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'd say the Horseshoe, probably.
Horseshoe, Sneakities.
Yeah, it's Sneakities. Feels like home, I guess.
The Horseshoe had cheaper beer.
Cheaper beer.
Yes. It's where Sneakities don't do the advantage.
I'm really looking forward to the Garrison to see what that's like.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
Is that in Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new venue. It's, I think, part owned by the promoter that used to run Sneakities.
Oh, I heard about that. Like, some of the Wavelength is ending soon, isn't it? Wavelength. Well, the ending at Sneakities moving to Garrison.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's at the Garrison now. So that's exciting. We haven't had a chance to go there yet.
But it kind of... Yeah, no, it's exciting because it's not really a great smaller venue to play in.
Yeah. And Sean does such a great job booking, like, so I'm very excited to see what he does with his own place.
Okay, but the tour, going back to touring, favorite city to play, why?
Favorite city?
Yeah.
London.
London, Ontario. Yeah. Our last two shows there have been, like, really awesome, really fun. The people that, the music community there is really great.
Really? I heard different stories about that.
You know what, it's the people that do the Open House Arts Collective, those people, like, they ran the O-Fest that we played with Lioness, and... They're fantastic people, and they really promote shows really well there at the Blackshire and around there. So
PEI or Charlottetown also has a really good community.
Yeah,
they have a really good crowd of kids that come out to shows and stuff. So they're.
Is that where Rajiv lives, or that's somewhere?
No, he's from St. John's, Newfoundland.
Okay. I don't know. It's not a popping Rajiv's name for Halloween. Worst city to play live.
Worst city?
Like, have bad turnout.
Oh,
Regina.
Des Moines.
It's not the worst turnout, but...
Des Moines, yeah. Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, there's like this joke that... Well, I don't even remember the joke. Apparently, I didn't know this about Iowa, but apparently no one really lives there. So, we went to the capital of Iowa, and it was a ghost town.
Oh my god.
And we played to... well, another... just the band that was playing with us, but they were great. What was it?
Oh, it's something in the
Bradley unit.
The Bradley unit. Really awesome, kind of like unicorns-y kind of stuff.
It reminded me of like early 90s, like super chunk of stuff, something like that.
And we ended up having a really great night later, but the place itself, we're like, we should never come back here.
Oh my god. How would you say the difference between American and Canadian shows?
American and Canadian shows?
Yeah, how different are they? Would you say?
Cheap beer.
Yeah, we get drunker in America. But I don't know. I don't know if there is much difference, to be honest, between the shows.
Yeah, not really.
No, yeah, I can't really detect much of a difference. Oh, can you? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, we're mostly sticking to the north, though. Like, farthest south we got was, like, Kentucky. Which isn't really that far, so.
Say something stupid. Oh, did you get Kentucky Fried Chicken there?
Oh, man. We wish.
No, we actually didn't.
No, we didn't.
There is something called the KFC Buffet.
Oh, really? You're kidding.
No, it's all you can eat is $7. I don't know if that interests you, but...
No, I just, like, that. I mean, not...
Yeah.
Well, sounds interesting, but, like, wow.
Sounds like the worst idea in the world.
And the best, though.
And the best.
Since, I don't know how many times you played Ottawa, like, well,
like
five,
just, five. 5 to 10, probably.
I played here 3.
Maybe 5, then.
Yeah, maybe 5.
Wakefield? Does Wakefield count as Ottawa?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
6, then.
Yeah, what would you say, what do you like best about Ottawa?
What do we like about Ottawa? say Matthew. Matthew Pozell at iHeart Music. We love him. And Jet Plains of Abraham. We love those guys. We miss them. They haven't played in a while.
they're busy with stuff, but I know one member is not with the band anymore, now she's with the Balconies.
Well, I've heard of them, yeah. We just kept playing, too. We had a great time. Those two things, I think, we really like about Ottawa.
Yeah.
And Zapod's is a great venue. It's nice to go there. This is our first time at Cafe
De Cuff.
So,
spell it backwards, it means what?
Hopefully. Well,
hopefully we will be by the end of the show.
Or will be.
Or will be? I don't know. Hey, look, I ate all my meal.
But yeah. hope the show turns out great and stuff. And I should finish up eating my food.
Yeah, you've been trying to eat the whole time.
Yeah. Anyways, love the album. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, man.